Blog Talk Radio.
Show that is designed to give you an in-depth study of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub and his heritage. An intensified study. A bird's eye view, critical analysis, and our assessment while leaving no stone and our leaf unturned. So you can get something out of it based upon what you put into it. I know some of you may believe that you don't have to put anything into it. Just use the creator as your good luck charm. A genie in a lamp and put him on the back burner, but it just didn't work that way in reality. In all reality, nothing in life really works that way. Whatever you put in it, as far as the creator's concerned, is whatever you get out of it. You don't put much in it, you can't expect much to be gotten out of it. And it's true. And you may be wondering, Yom Suf. Well, you made reference to the we at the beginning of the show. I certainly did. You know, everybody needs some help, don't they? Certainly Yom Suf needs help, too. Yom Suf needs his brother from New York City and his sister from New York City. Sister Avia from New York City. Sister Cartrell from New York City. And the thing I can say about them is that they love the Most High with all their mind, heart, soul, and strength. And their brothers and sisters of themselves, as they should. And their actions are indicative and reflection of, not just lip service, but actual. So let me bring them to your attention. So stab you out. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is out. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah. And it's good to be back. It seemed like a long weekend, but I'm back. Praise, yeah.
good to have you back. I may have misspoken, Sister Abia. I think I may have mentioned country a little sister, but he ain't no sister, my brother from New York.
I was going to say that, but I said maybe I heard wrong.
Well, I made sure I made a misstatement. I do apologize. Contrary, my brother from New York City. It's good to have you back, Sister Abia. Now, Contrary, thank you. Now, Contrary from New York City. Contrary, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Bless y'all, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm glad you straightened that out, because me and you would have had a talk.
I'm glad I straightened it out too, brother. All right, y'all
nice.
Okay, go ahead, Carter. Go ahead.
It's good to be back. So we need to send out prayers to our family in Florida. You're about to get hit with a Category 3-4 hurricane, and we don't know what the results of that going to be. But I got family in Florida, so my prayers are up and out for them because we don't know what that's going to be, how it's going to turn out. Most I'll be tearing up shop. Set that hurricane off on Puerto Rico.
Right.
And our people are still trying to recover.
Exactly.
But the Most High Spirit is in the earth, and we don't know how, you know, people are going to respond to the disasters that's coming.
Exactly. But you know what? Their so-called leader, I think, set that in motion, Gartrio. When he mistreated those people and sent them to Martha's Vineyard and all that. Yeah, you got to be very careful how you treat people, bro. You know what I mean? So I suspect that's the reason why they were in line with the Hurricane Ian. Because when you do wrong, like Mama used to say, Gartrio, Sister Andrea, wrong follow you, don't
it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your man playing with the lives of people. Why would you do that? These people
exactly.
are running from oppression. They're running from, you know, torture and murder and being threatened with their lives, and they're looking for refuge. How are you supposed to treat the stranger, young soul?
Or to treat
like the homeboy.
Like homeboys.
That's
but
right.
Certainly won the case the way he treated those people.
Yeah, but it just shows you what type of heart these people have. I mean, they have no compassion, no sympathy whatsoever. And they act like they've been here forever, but they were immigrants themselves too. Their parents were immigrants too.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, Katria. All right, Katria and Sister Abia, y'all ready to get started?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And on Hosea chapter 5, it's speaking about the pending judgment on Israel in Yahuwah. The 10 tribes plus the 3. And
so again, you have to know that the prophet Hosea comes before the prophet Daniel. Because now we're going back into Yah's judgment on Judah and Israel, when in the book of Daniel, that was already done.
Yes, it's already done. So this is before the book of Daniel, as Kartri alluded to. He said, hear this, O priest. Take heed, O house of Israel. Give ear, O house of the king. For yours is the judgment. Because you have been a snare to Mesphah, and a net spread for Tobah. The revolters are deeply involved in slaughter, though the revolters against the Most High of our nation because of revolters. Do I rebuke them all? I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hidden from me. For now, O Ephraim, you commit harlotry. Israel is defiled, the 10 tribes. They do not direct their deeds toward turning to their Elohim, for the spirit of harlotry is in their midst, and they do not know the Elohim. The pride of Israel testifies to his face. Therefore, Israel and Ephraim stumble in their iniquity, as we still do. Yehuda also stumbles with them, with their flocks and herds, They should go to seek the other. But they will not find answers. He has withdrawn himself from them. They have dealt treacherously with the Elohim. For they have begotten pagan children. Now new moons have devoured them and their heritage. Blow the ram horn in Gelbah, the trumpet in Ramah. Cry aloud at Beth Avenue. Look behind you, O Benjamin. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. Among the tribes of Israel, I make known what is true. The princes of Yehuda are like those who remove a landmark. They cannot be trusted, so to speak. I will pour out my wrath on them like water. Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment because he willingly walked by human precepts, just like we do today. Therefore, I will be to Ephraim like a moth, and to the house of Yehuda like rottenness. When Ephraim saw his sickness and Yehuda saw his wound, then Ephraim went to Assyria in captivity. And said to King Jareth, yet he cannot cure you, nor heal you of your wound, because it's the Most High afflict you. Can't nobody cure you, and you can't cure yourself. For I will be like a lion to you, Ephraim, and like a young lion to the house of Yehuda. I will tear them and go away. I will take them away, and no one shall rescue. I will return to my place till they do something, which is they acknowledge their offense. It's as simple. Then they will seek my face, and their affliction, they will earnestly seek me. The only thing the Most High wants, he don't want to hurt us. But he wants us to hurt till we get it right, and which is a domino effect, which is till they acknowledge their offense, recognize your offense. And as a result, they will seek my face, because that's the only way they can get absolution. And in their affliction, they will, because they are afflicted, because of this domino effect, in their affliction, they will earnestly seek cause and effect. They will earnestly seek my face. And everything will be set in motion. The Most High don't want us to hurt, but we're hurting ourselves. Even as I speak, our ancients did it. Unless we continue to hurt ourselves by not taking ownership of what we were involved in, inequities, the abomination, the harlotry. And we just can't see. We're always wondering. I imagine our ancients did. Man, what's really going on? What's happening? Why am I always in this trouble? I suspect we unfortunately feel the same way today. How can I get out of this situation? As Gautreya always alluded to, it's an open book test. Take the test. Go by the rules. It's just as simple. We just try to make everything hard. And it's not really that hard at all. It's an open book test. Acknowledge our shortcomings. The result, you will seek the Most High. And in that affliction, even as we fill in today, we will earnestly, sincerely seek Him. It takes sincere seeking, not just, as I said, and I mentioned in the beginning, not like a good luck charm, a genie in a lamp, or something on the back burner. You can do what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it. But when you start seeking the Most High, a lot of those things you're doing, you won't be doing, you will not be in harlotry, you will be shamed. This simple equation, it brought me to this situation. It didn't have to be this way. The Most High is not simply making this indictment to make us feel bad. We ought to be feeling bad anyway. But because of the fact that he wants us to get it right. And the antidote is at the end of this study, right? A simple antidote. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Patriel, Sister Abiyah, may the Most High bless you. Mics are yours.
Well, Brother Castiel.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this chapter is really important because we know that the Most High sent many prophets to our people in ancient time, starting with Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. Most High sent all these prophets to our ancient fathers to tell them the right path to go. But they didn't listen. Most often they were rebellious. That's what he said. He said the rebels are deep in slaughter. He says, I ain't your fathers. He said, listen, house of Israel, and give ear, house of the king, for judgment is against you. And we know that Yah got his head banging, checking us to see if we're doing the right thing, and obviously see that we're not doing the right thing. Most often said, for judgment is against you, for you have been a snare at Mizpah and a net spread on Tabor. The rebels are deep in slaughter, but I discipline all of them. So we all under the discipline of Yah. Through this oppression, through this captivity, through this ordeal that we're going through. He says, I know Ephraim, so none of our ways are hidden before the Most High. He says, I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hidden from me. And we know from what we've read in our history that the Most High got angels walking around making an assessment of our hearts and where our hearts are at. The Most High says, I know Ephraim and Israel. Your ways are not hidden from me. For now, Ephraim, you have played the prostitute. And guess what? We still play the prostitute. Every denomination of doctrine of men, our people are into. And he says what? Israel is defiled. Defiled spiritually, because in the spiritual realm, Most High is looking at us as prostitutes. And that's what he says. For now, Ephraim, you have played the prostitute. And Ephraim is the son of Joseph, who is supposed to be a righteous man. But we can see that his sons are not doing the right thing in the eyes of the Most High. He said that these will not allow them to turn to their God, our Yah, our powers. For the spirit of prostitution is within them. And we think the spirit of prostitution is only in women, but Yah is laying it out. The spirit of prostitution can be in men too. He says their deeds will not allow them to turn to their Elohim. For the spirit of prostitution is within them. They do not know Yah. And can we say that today? That our people don't know Yah because we have the spirit of prostitution in our hearts? Yes. He says the pride of Israel, and we know we proud people. It says the pride that we have as a people testifies to our face and what happens with our pride. He says, therefore, Israel and Ephraim will stumble in their iniquity. And that's what we're doing. We're stumbling in our iniquity, and we haven't figured it out. And it ain't just Israel and Ephraim. He said Judah also will stumble with them. And it only means that we're not codified according to Yah. That's why we're stumbling. They will go with their flock and with their herd to seek Yah, but they won't find him. Why? Because it's superficial. We're not really trying to find Yah, are we? Are we really trying to find Yah? Because if we were really trying to find Yah, we would have found him a long time ago if we were sincere in our hearts in seeking Yah. He said they will not find him. He has withdrawn himself from them. Why? Because of our iniquities. They, and why? Because they are unfaithful to Yah. They have borne illegitimate children. Now the new moon will devour them with their fields. And my mother was a nurse in Bellevue Hospital in New York. And she used to tell me that every full moon, every new moon, Bellevue Hospital will be off the chains, off the hook. So,
Ain't that something? And I was born in Bellevue Hospital.
Yep.
You think that's
why lunatic is associated with the moon. Lunatic. People be bugging out.
You think that's why Sister Abby, are you off the chain?
Yeah, right.
So verse 8, right? Jewish people talking about this Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, you know what that means? It means the head of the year. Rosh Hashanah, which the Jewish people are proclaiming today as being, Rosh Hashanah means the head of the year. The head of the year is a new year, right? Anytime you have the beginning of the year, it's a new year.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the codes of Yah, it's not the new year, it's the seventh month, which is the most holy month. Itanin. It's not the beginning of the year, it's the seventh month of the year, because our year begins in the spring, in the month of Abib. So when you hear Jewish people talking about Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, it shows that they're off in the codes of Yah. Because Yom Teruah, which is supposed to be called the day of the blast of the horn, which today is, the day of the blast of the horns, that signals the holy month. And it signals the beginning of our time of trying to get closer to the Most High and repenting of the evil deeds that we've done for the year. So Rosh Hashanah, which the Jews call it, which is supposed to be Yom Teruah, which is the blast of the horns in the seventh month, is the beginning of our holy season, which in our ancient nation, the priest would prepare himself for Yom Kippur. And in Yom Kippur, the priest would take on the sins of the nation and put them on the Azazel and send the Azazel off into the wilderness. But those are codes that we need to know as a nation. So the way the Jews describe what Rosh Hashanah is, it is supposed to be Yom Teruah. Jews don't have a high priest to send the Azazel into the wilderness to take on the sins of the people. But we have to understand the codes that Yah gave us as a nation and understand the time and the season that we're in. So the eighth verse says, lo, the shofar and the trumpet in Ramah sound a battle cry in Beth Avon. Behind you, Benjamin, Ephraim will become a desolation in a day of rebuke among the tribes of Israel. I may know that which shall surely be. The princes of Judah are like those who remove a landmark. And that's what European people do. They have removed all ancient landmarks. And the Most High has a problem with that. When you remove landmarks, that means you're robbing somebody of their inheritance. He said, I will pour my wrath on them like water, which he did. Ephraim is oppressed. He is crushed in judgment. And that's where we find ourselves. Ephraim, Joseph, had 10 tribes. And the 10 tribes found themselves crushed under oppression because they did not know Yah. They polluted themselves and became prostitutes in the spirit. So it's a really deep chapter in regards to Hosea the prophet, because that's his theme. He had to marry a prostitute, right? Imagine that. Anybody know your wife is a prostitute? Everybody knew your wife is a prostitute, which means they have no respect for you, do they? How are you going to respect a man that marries a prostitute? Every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the hood that had your wife, how are they going to respect you? But the prophet Hosea was a man that should have been respected. That's my analysis of this chapter. Another powerful chapter. And Mosa wants us to know that spiritually, we prostitute ourselves with our idols, with the doctrines of men. If you in a foreign doctrine, a foreign idol, you worship in a foreign god, then you're prostituting your spirit. That's what Yah wants us to know. So all praise to the Holy One of Israel.
Praise God.
Thank you very much, brother. So, Savia, anything from you?
No, I'm in my listening mode, just getting it all and taking it all in.
Thank you very much, so Savia. Thank you very much again, Brother Cartrell. Cartrell, I guess now it's time we're waiting for a beautiful song.
And yes, I believe another song by King David. Psalms 110.
No, 111.
111. That's all he got, Sister Abia.
Yep.
The song track.
True.
So what's the title of Psalms 111? Well, my computer's trying to get there.
It's Blessed the State of the Righteous. Now, excuse me. Praise to the Elohim for his faithfulness and justice.
One more time, Johnson.
Okay. Praise to the Elohim for his faithfulness and justice.
Isn't that what we need?
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
Because you can't depend on mankind, nor can you depend on nations. Only real thing that you can depend on is the Creator who made the sun, the moon, the stars, and all that's within creation, right? Because y'all are consistent. Most are consistent. Man, unfortunately, it's not. So we give thanks and praise to the Holy One Yisrael, who chose our people to be connected with him and gave us these gifts of music, because these are songs. And unfortunately, we don't memorize the lyrics of these songs like we do modern-day lyrics. But these are the lyrics that we should really remember and take to heart. Psalms 111. No author of the song, is it?
No.
Just the title. No author.
No author, brother.
All right. Psalms 111, verse 1. All praise to the Holy One, Yisrael. Praise Yah. Which we do every day, which you should do every day. I will give thanks to Yah with my whole heart. And it can't be like the last chapter you read, a half-hearted effort seeking Yah. You got to be sincere in seeking Yah. Otherwise, Yah, you seeking him half-heartedly, you're not going to find him. I will give thanks to Yah with my whole heart. Wholeheartedly, you must seek Yah, you must seek truth. In the counsel of the upright and in the congregation, because everybody in the earth ain't upright. Everybody in the earth don't keep their word. Everybody in the earth is not moral. And these are the people that you have to seek. People who are in the council of the upright and in the congregation. Yah's work are great. And we know that. Science may not acknowledge that. They talking Big Bang and evolution and we came from one cell. No, Yah told us how he did it. He spoke and it came into existence. Pondered by all those who delight in them. If you delight in Yah's work, you should be meditating every day how the sun shines, how the moon comes up at night, how the stars glisten, the air you breathe, the animals you see. It should be a delight to you, Yah's creation. His work is honored and majestic. His righteousness endures forever, and that's what we depend on, because you can't depend on man and his righteousness, because man is corrupt, twisted, takes bribes, he favors the rich, he oppresses the poor. Yah ain't having none of that. Yah is righteous. His righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonderful works to be remembered. That's why we're reading the history of our ancient fathers. That's why we remember what Moses did, and Joshua did, and Samson did, and King David did. Yes, he's going to make his works be remembered. Yah is gracious and merciful. Praise Yah. For his graciousness and for his mercy, because we're not really deserving, as hard-headed, as stiff-necked, and as rebellious as we are. But Yah is gracious and merciful. He has given full to those who fear him. And if you fear Yah, guess what? You always going to have food to eat if you fear Yah. He ain't going to let you down. He ain't going to fail you. He ain't going to let you die of starvation. If you fear Yah, there's always going to be food in your house. He always remembers his covenant. Do we remember the covenant? Which we should, because he remembers it. And he's faithful to the covenant that he made. we should remember the covenant that he made with us and be faithful to it. He has shown his people the power of his works. Unfortunately, we don't understand where our power comes from. We chase the power of the people. And the power of the people, they're not giving us power because they want to rule over us. Our power is different from all other people, and we got to know that. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. So how are you going to get power like this, the heritage of the nation, if you're trying to be like the nations? You can't get the heritage of the nations if you're trying to be like the nations. Yah is showing you where you could supersede, we could supersede all nations, because he is the creator, and he created all nations. So we're trying to fit in, get in where we fit in with the nations, but in the end, the nations are our heritage. The works of his hands are truth and justice. And in America, truth and justice don't exist. People love lies. Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy. You could go on and on about the list of things that they learn, the lies they learn. Jesus Christ, he's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All the lies that they teach their people, which makes them susceptible to lies and injustice. But Yah's works, his hands are about truth and justice, which we're waiting for. All his precepts are sure. They are established forever and ever. They are done in truth and uprightness, which nations don't have a clue as to what that is, truth and righteousness and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. So we do have the opportunity to receive redemption, but based on our actions, you're either going to be written in the book of life or you're going down with the wicked. He has ordained his covenant forever, and forever is a long time. Matter of fact, forever never ends. His name is holy and awesome. That's what we got to know. Do you know what Yah's name is? Because his name is holy and awesome. The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. And that's what we learn in Proverbs 8.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get to Yah, you got to have wisdom. The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. All those who do his work, which we're in the process above, of doing, spreading his word, teaching his word, trying to wake up our people, all those who do his work have a good understanding. And that's what we're trying to attain, a good understanding of what Yah is talking about. Not what man has to say, not what religion has to say. We want a good understanding of what Yah is saying so we can be part of his works. His praise endures forever, which is why we should praise his name daily while we have our being. Every day you have your life, you should give thanks and praise to the Most High. Because whether you do it or not, somebody's out there giving thanks and praise, because his praise endures forever. And may that we all be in line to receive the Most High's blessings to give him praise and thanks for what he does for us. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
And that was short, quick, and sweet, and straight to the point. And unfortunately, as Cartier made reference to, some of them are not going to the Assembly of the Righteous to get answers and understanding. They're going to the Assembly of everybody that has no association with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Thus, they find themselves in the boat they're sinking in, right along with some of us, most of us, who does not seek the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Cartier is so right. Well, the Most High word, which Cartier just read, is so right. You need to know where to get wisdom and understanding. It ain't to your enemies. It's not from Democrats, Republicans, Black Lives Matter, gay rights movement, any other movement, or any other religions, whatever, because we're not a religion. So if you really want truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, you need to seek the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, which we do every day on this show. And we pray that you see it for what it is. So you see why you have problems, because you continue to do the same thing over and over and over again. And it's sexual disgusting. According to Alcoholics Anonymous, and I agree with it, it is the definition of insanity. Ain't nothing going to change. You need to seek the truth where the truth lies. And it is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Praise and bless his holy name. Cottrell, thank you very much for the song. Cottrell, Sister Abby, any closing comments or commentary on what we just said? Closing remarks?
None. Just another evening of good study. I'm glad to get the word, and I'm always here to get it. So I just want to say shalom and good night.
Shalom. Good night, sister. Cottrell?
I want to give thanks and praise to the Most High God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for allowing his words to be everlasting and enduring so that we can study and get to know him well. He always gives us the antidote to our problems, and I pray that our people apply the antidotes that we're trying to put out as an ethos, because it's the only way.
Yes,
there's no way that we're going to get out of our situation without the solution that the Most High is providing for us. So we need to humble our hearts and seek Yah with all of our heart, soul, and might, that he might even redeem us and put our names in that book of life. So we love you, Yisrael. If you learned anything tonight, gained any wisdom, knowledge, understanding, help the nation out, give a dollar. A dollar ain't much. $1, you got a dollar sitting around. Go to YahWillGather.us and send that dollar to Yah will gather us so the nation can be lifted up, that we may give praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. Love you. Shalom and good night.
Praise God. Oh, wait a minute. Brother Contreras.
Yes.
Did you ever find out about the elders meeting? When will it be the next one then?
No announcement has been made, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be next week.
Okay. Thank you.
So I'm waiting for word too.
Okay. Praise God. Thank you very much, Katria. Thank you very much, Savia. Most importantly, thank you, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Bless and praise your holy name. Shalom and good night, fellow students. We love you.
Loving every night and day, loving all our troubles away. We gon' love life is no tomorrow. Loving every minute and hour, loving past our own power. We gon' love life is no tomorrow. We gon' love life.